And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats. Going to be talking Parker, Yamaha, and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. There's a new kid in town, and they are creating near miracles on boats all over the Southland. It's Blue Seas Fabrication, the West Coast first and only certified C-Deck fabricator and installer. Install C-Deck EVA from non-skid decking materials on your boat, sport fisher, or yacht, and your boating experience is enhanced and improved. Why? Well, first, C-Deck from Blue Seas Fabrication enriches the look of any boat, old or new. Next, the C-Deck non-skid decking material adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. The possibilities are endless. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication show you how C-Deck will make your life easier and better on every trip. Their professional staff will custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with a stylish, non-absorbent, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean material in multiple textures, designs, and colors. C-Deck offers comfort and anti-fatigue properties for those long days of fishing. It can also be used on kayaks, boat trailers, and more. See for yourself. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com to see how C-Deck can transform your watercraft and truly create a wow factor for the next time you head out. Call them at 858-232-4188 for more information and a free quote. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Ready to talk some Parkers today?
Yeah.
I know I am.
Yeah, for sure. Kevin Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Kevin?
Great to have you. What's going on at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa?
Well, Parker sales have been good, and got a few left of the 2017s. I'm sure the 18s are getting ready to be built, and getting some pricing probably for those, but I have three of the 17s still left. And just putting together some boats for some of the guys, and you know, it's been a fun spring and early summer.
Been selling some boats, haven't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's amazing how when the economy is good and price of gasoline's down and interest rates are low, and people feel good about the future, they start opening up their wallets and buying.
Well, we live in paradise here in Southern California, so it's like you want to take advantage of all that. And a Parker is a type of boat that you can do that with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, put a Yamaha outboard on the thing. You have full reliability, single engine, super economical, four-stroke, so quiet.
So quiet. Sometimes I hear people, they start the engine again, or try to,
because
they don't know it's running.
I've done it.
Yeah, me too. It's crazy.
Yeah, indeed. So what is it about a Parker that appeals to the Southern California angler?
I think it's just a workhorse of a boat. They know the reliability that that the Parker brings to the table. You know, if you go on the used boat market, you can't find used ones. I think not everybody, but the people in the know and the people that want to fish that style on a skiff, they just know that they are a workhorse and they'll get them home.
I think that is true. I've owned, how many Parkers have I owned? One, two, three. Three of them. Yeah, and they're great boats. And
yeah.
Ricky, you've owned. You own
got,
one
got ours
like
an hour 25.
Yeah,
it's that, you know, Kevin has talked about it before, and you know, you hear it in some of the spots there that, you know, they call it commercial duty, and that's totally what it is. It's like it's a commercial boat that's, you know, rigged up for a, you know, for a private, you know, sport fishing guy. I mean, they're heavy duty, very easy to deal with boats. You know, that's what I like so much about ours is it is a beautiful boat with very nice fit and finish, and it's something that you're very proud of to, you know, see going down the launch ramp. With that said, there's not 100 little cracks and crevices and, you know, inside little angles. I mean, it's a very easy boat to deal with. You know, it's a hardcore fishing boat that's still very comfortable at the end of the day.
Very simple.
Very simple. That's what's so great about it.
It's
perfect in its simplicity.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, let's go live on the water. Captain Scott Mizell is calling us from the Condor. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
Great. Give us some good news, man.
I'm on the water, but I'm actually on the freeway driving home.
All right. From an overnight trip.
A day and a half. We got in this morning, and we haven't had a lot to talk about lately, but that fish started to respond a little different yesterday, so I think we're getting ready to turn the corner on these tuna.
Oh, that's great news, Scott.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, we started stopping on schools first thing in the morning, and these schools were actually aggressively boiling on our bait instead of just doing that breezing thing it's been doing. These things actually were coming into the corner and crashing in the morning. We actually felt like he had a chance. We had one guy that hooked three of them, one on 30-pound, one on 40, and one on 50. So these things weren't all that shy like they've been. It looks like maybe that smaller grade of fish that came in is helping them get rid of all that bait. And it was just good to see them respond to what was going on. And I think that guys that come out with the right tackle, able to fly line, are going to start putting some of these things on the boat.
Oh, that's such good news. It's been so frustrating seeing that fish and not having a bite and just knowing that it's, like, just like you said, that it's reacting and, you know, willing to work with it. You know, we'll take it. That's great, Scott.
Yeah, it has really been frustrating because you stop on these giant schools all day long and they swim through you. You watch them swim through you. But like I said, to watch these things boil in the corner, like when I talk on the corner, I mean like 10 feet off the corner, like here you go. So hopefully that's the change we've been looking for. The fish we caught were 30 to 40 pounders. We saw some of that bigger fish, but it stayed deep all day. That stuff never came up to give us an opportunity, but it is still around, and your opportunity to catch a lifetime best bluefin is definitely still around.
Wow, fantastic. And this is still well within a day and a half, one day range?
Oh, it's that same zone. That's where I'll leave it at, but it's that same zone. We're on it. We're getting guys soaking flat balls well in the dark, trying to hook them bigger ones. In fact, it's close enough to home where we're drifting in the nicer weather and letting guys try to hook one before we head for home.
Oh, that's very great,
nice,
man. Right on,
nice.
Scott.
And what's going to be the schedule on the Condor running out of Fisherman's Landing?
Well, we've got a trip hopefully tomorrow night. If we get a few more reservations, we're going to go just because of that change in fishing. We're going to go with a light load if we have to. And then Wednesday night and Friday night, we have availability, and we'd like to get out there and get back on them things.
Are these both day and a half trips, Scott?
We are day and a half, Monday night, Wednesday night, and Saturday night. We have an overnight on Friday night.
Very good. And if somebody wants reservations, they call Fisherman's Landing?
Fisherman's Landing, 619-221-8500 or fishermanslanding.com. Ask for the condor. We'd love to get you out there.
The big, heavy, stable condor run by Captain Scott Mizell. And this is great news. It's,
yeah.
You know, everybody's kind of been pacing the floor, but it's still early and we still have time, but it's good. Things have changed. You know, there's that tropical moisture in the air, the hurricane forming down below, big south swell pushing up. Things are changing.
We hope so. Come on down. We'd love to get you guys out there. I'll talk to you guys next time we get out.
Nice job, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks for the report.
Take care, guys.
Very encouraging sign.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
And very, very reachable both on an overnight sport boat and a day and a half boat as well as a private
yeah,
boat, too.
Maybe a new Parker.
Yeah, maybe a new Parker. Yeah. So, what's kind of the typical person that comes in to buy Parker? Are they looking for an entry level boat? Are they looking for an upgrade boat? What's kind of your typical buyer?
They're looking for an upgrade boat. It's very, very rarely entry level unless it's one of the smaller center consoles. But you know, most people are on the Parker. They're looking at that cabin house. Mm-hmm. You know. They want to stay dry. They've been on other boats. They fish with their buddy, and most of them come in and they just want to stay dry and they want to get out there and have the range, which is what the Parker offers. You know, huge fuel capacity and get in behind the cabin, and that's mostly what the Parkers are known for. You know,
you're gonna get from having your butt kicked a whole bunch to being dry, comfortable, and having the ability to put a lot of bait on your boat.
Yes. They have a huge deck and an area to put a big bait tank, whether it's one of Mark Wish's tanks or Randy's tanks up at Blue Water. And those are basically the two guys that make a real bait tank for these things. I know Ricky's got that center console, but he's still young and he can get wet.
I want you.
I won't
trade that thing for anything.
Us older guys, we like to stay dry.
We like a little cabin space.
Yeah.
I know.
He'll learn.
Brandon Hayward was on last weekend and just is purchasing his second 23. That's probably the most popular model of all. Why?
The 23 is just it just hits the numbers right size for a single engine. Easy to handle, it's not too big, but it's got a huge deck space.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as big as a 25 deck wise. It's just not as wide, but the fuel efficiency of that can get you anywhere here in Southern California. It's got a 300 mile range, for God's sakes, that
wow.
thing, and you can put a 300 horsepower engine on that and take a 100-gallon fuel or a 100-gallon bait tank and fill it up and still have enough power, you know.
And have a cabin to sleep in and be comfortable in if the weather turns on you.
Yeah, just hunker down and get out of the wind.
Yeah.
Be able to go to Catalina for the weekend and sleep on your boat and go fishing and catch lobsters. And it's a cool
exactly.
boat. But can still live on the trailer.
Absolutely.
And you can tow it with a half-ton pickup, too.
Yep.
F-150 can tow that easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Brandon's boat, his second boat just got here. It's just moved onto my lot, and it's getting ready for some bottom paint, and probably next week he'll be picking it up and putting it in service.
That's so cool.
What do you see people rigging-wise? When they come in, they make a decision to buy a Parker boat. Then what happens? Now what do I do with it, right?
Now we talk about how we equip it to meet their needs. Some guys want it full fish with the tower and throttle controls and steering up on a tower, just, you know, all out. And then other guys just want to have an observation tower and ability to get up on the roof and use their binoculars to look for birds. And of course, the big
that's all that, done here.
That's all done here. I do it all at the shop. Whether it's custom rails, custom rocket launchers, big bait tanks, electronic systems, and, you know, extra batteries to form a house bank of batteries and chargers. You know, when they're on the trailer, just plug it in so the batteries are always up to snuff. Custom doors, you know, sliding door on that 25 we developed.
That was the best call ever. So explain that for somebody that, I mean, and that's the thing, like, you've been around these boats for so long and seen all these little trick things that make the difference. And for somebody that's got a 25 that doesn't have your custom add-on, explain what that is.
Well, that, you know, they all come with a hinge door. And it hinges, and it flops over to one side, but it doesn't go flat with the bulkhead. So years ago, I got together with the guys up at SeaPro up in Costa Mesa, John Anders and group, and we developed this sliding door, and it's all made out of starboard, and it just slides in place of the hinge door.
Oh, so you take the hinge door out. So Parker doesn't do this.
No. This is an aftermarket custom thing.
Doesn't Parker?
It gives you like 3 feet of space now on your boat. And I mean, everybody knows what, you know what a foot does on your boat. Like, you're giving yourself 3 extra feet of cockpit space, basically, because you don't have a door in your way.
Yeah, there's no door to swing, and then the sliding door just slides, and then you can put something in front of it permanently. You could mount a cooler there and don't have to move it when
Exactly.
It just makes all the sense in the world.
Okay, again, I'm going to ask, why doesn't Parker?
Parker, they looked at it, and Linwood loved it, and he took pictures and measurements, and they made a prototype, but they did it on a 23. They didn't do it on the 25.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know why, whether it was too expensive or they just didn't think it was not their way.
But again, that's why you buy it from West Coast.
Yeah.
You know, because those guys know all the tricks to make that boat perfect.
Yeah, I've been fishing with my buddy on his boat for 10 years now, a 25 Parker. And, you know, there's all these little things that we saw that, hey, we could do this or that. And so, you know, firsthand knowledge of actually being out there and what works and what doesn't. And that's all part of the fun of it.
Yeah. For sure. And there's so much you can do, and Kevin knows the ins and outs of all that, what power to put on, what Yamaha power. And that power comes from the factory, right?
That power comes from the factory. And I got to say that most of the time we go with the option that's the most power. You know, no one's ever complained about having too much horsepower.
Because when you take a Yamaha four-stroke, the 250 and the 300 are the identical engines. It's just the tuning of the engine, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Same weight,
same displacement, same engine. It's just the brain has different mapping of the fuel injectors and how much fuel it's going to put in there.
So if you're pushing the same weight, you have one motor that just doesn't have to work as hard as the other one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, throw it on there.
Just go with it, right?
Yeah.
And the 23 is rated to 300 horsepower.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I've been getting all my 20s, the sport cabin boat with the 300.
With the 300. Perform. Do you get a lot more speed?
They get more speed, and it's better out of the hole. And if you look at the numbers, it's actually more fuel efficient than the 250.
Really?
So it's
why
just
not?
It's just not working as hard.
Yeah.
The one thing is you should be burning a higher octane fuel on that 300.
Oh, really?
To get that 300 horse out of it. Mm-hmm. But most of the gas docks they have anyway, that's what they sell. They don't necessarily sell 87.
Yeah.
A lot of them are 89 and then 91.
So as long as you're burning 89 or 91, you're
mm-hmm.
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, one thing we looked at, I just on a side note and not related to fishing, is Kevin's very into the Transpac race, which started last week, right?
There was 3 starts last week.
Yeah.
And then I went out and watched the start of the Thursday. We watched the start of the big boats
from Port Fairman, Palos Verdes area, headed to Honolulu, Hawaii. And something I have never seen before, you can track all the boats online. Transpac. Just Google Transpac and then the tracking tracking.
Really cool.
You can see the boats, how fast. Some of those boats are going 27 knots.
Yeah, sailboats.
Big trimarans.
70-foot trimarans.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
So,
it's the technology that goes into some of these boats that are that are doing this race.
And they can make it from Los Angeles to Honolulu in 6 days.
Yeah. Some of them are going to make it in four.
Yeah.
The trimaran's probably four. And
four
the
days.
big monohull's in the five-day range probably.
That's unreal.
Yeah. But if you have a moment, check that tracking out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That was an education I learned. Wait a minute. You're a fisherman, not a sailor. What's
yeah,
that?
There's a lot of miles under my butt, both sailing and fishing. So,
yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
You're not kidding, man. So much to talk about, and you want to talk about a wealth of knowledge with Kevin in here, both on boats and just everything in between, boats and trailers and repowers, and the guy is just a wealth of knowledge and such a great guy and such a good friend, and we're looking forward to talking fishing, talking Parkers, and talking to you. If you want to call us this morning, there's two ways that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to talk to Kevin Kelly about your new Parker, any boat fishing information you'd like, we have also got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a three-quarter day trip to go fishing aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing, get in all that great fishing. I know you had a great day yesterday at the Coronado Islands. Just a really fun day of fishing. They had good yellowtail fishing, good calico bass, barracuda, bonita, the whole nine. Everything a three-quarter day could be and should be. It was an awesome trip, and congrats to those guys on the San Diego, and congrats to the lucky caller at the end of the show today, because you're going to get in on that action with that three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Again, if you want to get your shot at that great trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Captain Kevin Kelly, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olokai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olokai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they're based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olokai
Olakai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite Olakai sandals are the Ohana, water-resistant and great for the beach or the boat. Olakai is always coming out with great new styles too, like the Noheya Moku that features a no-tie bungee lace with patented drop-in heel that lets you slide right in. And the Razor Sip bottom delivers plenty of traction on the boat deck. Share your aloha with the Olakai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olakai and tagging your photos with hashtag anywhere aloha. Olakai footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or olakai.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packing up. You want to get through? Talk fishing here with Mr. Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Come on, let's jump into it.
Sounds good to me. Well, why don't we start it off this morning with John? He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. John, thanks for getting us started on the phones here.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was going to ask, when you have one of those additional bait tanks installed, what's the price range on those?
It depends on the size and,
right, how many scoops or whatever.
Yeah, but let's just say it's a 65-gallon, tank, blue water bait tank. It's about $2,200 installed, and we're using that Cyclone, that Jabsco Cyclone pump.
That's the pump.
That's the pump. And then also we can add a lid to it, too, that has a little rail around it and a little lip. So I think you want to have that, you know, as part of the lid on it.
Yeah, it's for like a little cutting board or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a 65 is around that neighborhood.
And that's installed?
That's installed.
Yeah.
That's the real price. You know, when you're talking the tank, the pump, the labor, the install, the trick, again, the trick things that you guys do, that's the realistic thing.
Yeah, because you have a bunch of bronze fittings and valves that you got to put in and cleats on the deck so that you can fasten the tank to the cleats that are on the deck. And it's a good, day project for two guys.
A lot of intense labor
to install that and running things.
Is that the most common size tank that you see on a 23-foot boat is a 65?
65, basically, that's the good size for the 23. 75 is a good size for the 25. Some guys even go up to 100 on the 25. The boat
some guys
that
are really wacky, Rick.
Yeah.
Neil.
just get that... You know, just capacity.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they have to fill it with, you know, bait, but they have the capacity.
Yeah. And the tanks from Randy at Blue Water and the tanks from Mark Wishop at Zerk Edge, pretty comparable price-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So either way you want to go.
Either way.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, we've been using a lot lately, which I'm frankly a little surprised and another feather in the cap for Parker, but on the 25, and Kevin, I don't know if the 23 is the same, but... The boat comes with a, they call it a live well in the transom, and it's probably a 20 gallon, 25 gallon, you know.
Yeah, it's probably 20.
You know, and the fishing right now, we've been doing the Yummy Flyer thing. It really doesn't require much in the way of bringing bait. We certainly haven't been bringing a big scoop of bait with us or anything. But, you know, we bring a little bit of mackerel in case an opportunity comes up, see a swordfish or want to fly a double treble mackerel rig, and not wanting to put the weight of our 85-gallon main tank full of water. So we've just been using our transom tank, which, I mean, 20 gallons, we fill the thing up, we throw half a dozen or a dozen mackerel in there. They live perfect all day. You know, I mean, it's no problem. And same deal when we're going way offshore, we put a half or a three-quarter scoop inside of that tank that we probably use as chum first because we use our main tank certainly mostly for bait. But, you know, I mean, those boats give you an extra half to an extra three-quarters of a scoop that come in the transom on, you know, on space that just otherwise would be somewhat wasted. They build a perfect live well right in there.
Yeah. So
And that's on the 25s and the 28s have that.
Okay.
The 23 doesn't have that transom tank. But yeah, the 25 certainly do. And it's kind of, rectangular in shape and probably isn't the most perfect design for, you know, fin bait, but yeah, certainly we'll keep a mackerel or squid.
Do the job.
I mean, most of the time it's where our fenders go, but
Or the beer.
But on times where it's not, you know, we throw a half a dozen mackerel and they live all day, no problem. It's just a nice little addition to the main tank.
Yeah, which on a lot of boats, those built-in tanks don't.
What I'm trying to say. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're exactly right. Most of the built-in quote unquote live wells are worth nothing, and this one is certainly a step above that.
Is,
yeah,
there
totally.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go live down to Rancho Leonero. Filling in for John Ireland is our buddy Gary Barnes-Webb. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning to you guys. How's it going up there?
Everything's going fantastic. What's going on in beautiful Rancho Leonero, East Cape?
Well, I tell you what, the fishing caught fire again this week, so everybody's happy. You know, it's normal summer conditions now. The water's warmed up to around 80 degrees. Beautiful days every day, nice and hot like we like it down here. And the fishing's hot. So that's the good news. We've had tuna all week. There's been tuna outside. The guys have found them under porpoise. They've all been smacking hoochies and sea plugs, pretty much anything you're dragging. No real big fish, but, you know, football's just slightly better. And then in the lighthouse area, there have been some free-swimming tuna down there. Also, they've gone off the squid. They seem to be wanting to hit trolled jigs, so they're hitting hoochies and cedar plugs in that area too. They've been mostly footballers, but also a few nicer tuna in the mix, probably up to 35 pounds. This week will probably be remembered as the beginning of blue marlin season. We had blues pretty much every single day this week. Really good bite coming on. You know, as in the case of blues, all hitting lures, all of them taking on lures. Biggest fish are estimated at about 350, you know, they always get released. So that was good news. And, of course, stripers are around. Fair split between bait and jigs. No sales this week, funnily enough. What else? Oh, and rooster fish, of course, you've heard about the rooster fish bite. I mean, we're getting amazing fish, huge fish.
Big ones, huh? Yeah, that's cool.
Big ones. For those of you you know, want to have a look, go on our website and have a look at the fish photos. I mean, some of them are spectacular.
Yeah, that one that Bart Hall, yeah,
he got some real whoppers.
Yeah.
So that's going on. You know, that's always a fun thing to do. And especially if you've got a half day to before you check out, you know, you can buzz that because the fish are close. You know, get them all down the beaches. The marina's a really good area. As far as the lighthouse, that's really doable in the mornings fishing too. So. Yeah, that's a lot of fun to do.
Yeah,
had some big snapper coming, you know, dogtooth snapper. Wahoo, of course, are hitting the table pretty much every day. A little bit slower on the Dorado this week, but if you get out to the Shark Boys and you're first out there, you'll probably pick up some really nice fish. So, you know, that's about sums it up for us down here.
Yeah, now, Gary, isn't this the week of the Dorado shootout?
It is indeed. It's coming up in the next few days. I believe it's the 15th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, coming up. So that'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. Are there some bruisers around to make it happen?
Absolutely. There've been some really, really nice fish, but not a lot. You know, it's not big schools of Dorado, which sometimes a good thing. You know, the schools don't always produce the biggest fish. So we'll see. But they're definitely better than last year and the year before. You know, we had like. Really, really slow Dorado fishing the last 2 years for whatever reason.
Yeah, we'll see if Team Baracho can do a three-peat this year, right? I don't think a 12-pounder is going to take it this year, though.
I don't think so.
No, they got big
fish in them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can do it. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, prime time right now through October, how do we do that?
Absolutely, no. It's prime time. And, well, jump on the website and... whet your appetite. So that's www.rancholeonero.com. There'll be tons of information and fish pictures there. And then, of course, you can call one of our girls on 800-646-2252.
All right. Very good. Gary, thanks for filling in for John, and we will talk to you guys next Sunday.
Excellent. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye.
Thanks, Gary. Nice to hear from you. All right. Phones are packing up. You want to get through? 858-457-1090 open right now.
Let's talk to Toby. He's calling us from Riverside this morning. Hi, Toby. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Toby?
Good morning.
Hey, guys. I had a question about a fish finder, but I'd like to change it up to a live well because I heard your last car talking about that.
Okay.
My question is, I had a couple of friends. I have a 23-foot Key West boat. They had recommended switching the white lid for the live well to a clear plexiglass lid, and it keep the fish, keep the bait longer. Have you heard any word on that? If that's true or no?
I'm not real sure about that. I know a lot of the boats that from the factories on the East Coast, they come with the clear lid.
I think it's a matter of just letting some light in.
Yeah. All the tanks that we install on the Parkers, they all have a light in the bottom. Mm-hmm. You turn the pump on, the LED light comes on. So there is a little bit of light on the tanks that we install. But I'm not sure about the color of the lid.
I know on my boat it has a white lid, but a little clear plexiglass center.
Really?
Just to let some light in. So you could take what you have now, just cut a little hole out and plump a little clear plexiglass in there to allow
some light. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if it's beneficial for the fish, you know, the bait to have that sunlight, that natural sunlight coming in, if it's going to keep them longer, or if it's just a misconception.
I think it's a matter of having light in the bait tank, I think, is important. I think they need to see so they don't bump in, you know.
You know, we've got the light. Just obviously, we had ours installed, you know, via Mark Wish and West Coast Marine there. And same deal, exactly as you said. As soon as we kick the switch for our bait pump on, there's a little LED light that's just built into the bottom of our tank that's always on.
Yeah,
whether it's
LED
daylight or dark.
Draw anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, which is nice.
Probably doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. You know, that would also be a good question for Mark Wish.
Right.
It's like,
yeah.
What is the benefit of
totally.
Having a light
yeah.
in your bait tank, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Toby. Appreciate hearing you from Riverside there. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Mike? Mike's calling us on that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. What's up, Mike?
Hey, morning, guys. Another question about the power options for the Parker.
All right.
Probably the 25-foot. How often do you see guys going with twin engines versus a single outboard?
That's a good.
And then, secondly, if you go with twins, how does that work as far as power options?
On the 25 Parkers, there is an option for a 300, which is what Ricky has on his 25 center console. I think when you go to the sport cabin boats, they're a little bit heavier boat, and probably a better option would be the twin. 200s. There is an option for twin 150s, and you can get the twin 200s also.
Well, Yamaha makes that new
175.
Oh, 175 and 200, right?
Yeah.
That are a inline 4 versus an inline 6, so more fuel efficient, is that right?
They're more fuel efficient, they don't weigh as much as the old V6s.
Yeah.
So most of the boats that I get for stock boats all have the twin 200s. Again, that's on the sport cabin boats. Parker does make the XL, which is not the deep V version of the 2520, and that would be a more appropriate candidate boat for a single 300. It has a little bit flatter bottom. It's the modified V hull, and it doesn't require as much horsepower to get it up on plane and keep it on plane.
What's the advantage, disadvantage of that XL, or modified V?
Advantage is it requires less horsepower. It's a little bit theoretically more stable in a drift condition, because it's flatter. It's more like a barge. Downside is they don't handle as well and take the higher, seas that we get out
here. Like going into it.
And the confused seas that we get out here with the westerly in the afternoon. Most of the boats I get are all deep Vs.
Yeah.
That modified V is kind of a East Coast intercoastal waterway type of deal.
But that said, you know, Doug Kern has a 23 modified V, and that's a very stable
boat.
That's what I say all the time to people. Exactly.
Like, there are a lot of them around.
I still probably have more hours logged on Doug's 23 modified V than we do on ours, because we fished that boat. You know, he's had that boat for 9 years. We fished together all the time in that 23 modified. Thing rides great. You know, people say, I hear people say that all the time. We chose to go with the deep V on our 25 part. We love it. I think our ride is just, it is fantastic. But, you know, I mean, those are two similar boats, that 23 modified to the 25 deep V. They're not a world of difference, and I can tell you I've put a lot of hours in both of them. I wouldn't hesitate to buy that modified V at all.
And
being said, we chose to go the deep V.
I have owned both a twin outboard powered 23 and a single outboard powered 23. And there's benefits to both.
Sure.
You know, you've got the problem with twins is you've got double the maintenance. They're not necessarily more fuel consumption. A lot of times it's about the same, right, Kevin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the big advantage I see in twin power is the boat, in my opinion, is definitely more stable on the water. You've got more power when you need it. When you're getting really heavy chop and stuff like that, my personal feeling is that it's a more stable platform than a single.
You have more bite. You've got two wheels turning. Right. You know, you got more bite of the water.
Yeah. And then there's the backup factor, too.
Sure.
The backup,
But they're Yamahas, you know. They don't bust.
Yeah.
We went through a ton of back and forth with our boat, you know, trying to decide whether we were going to put twins or a single on there. Obviously, we had the advantage of being a center console as opposed to the pilot house. So we've got... We're pushing a lot less weight and other things, and that was what it really came down to was I will never say that having redundancy is a bad thing. That's the best thing you can have. But for us, it was less weight, less maintenance, better fuel economy. Yep. Everything we wanted was right in a single, and our boat still goes faster than we can drive it 90% of the time. You know what I mean? Like the only time we would go faster having twins was in our distance from the tip of the jetty to the 5-mile-an-hour marker. That's the only time we go any fast. You know what I mean? Like, we don't run the boat as fast as it could be anyway. So we love it.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Captain Frank Lopresti, good morning.
You know, you guys just amaze me about your knowledge of small boats and all about them. But then I remembered that if you only work 2 hours on Saturday and 2 hours on Sunday, you should know something.
What have you been you've been hanging out with Wheeler?
Yeah, you sound like Mark Wheeler, man. Get back to Encinitas Ford, Frank.
Wow. You guys are amazing. Just very, very knowledgeable.
Thanks. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah. Hey, Peters, you know, I just got back from a trip. It was a great trip. It was a family trip that one guy charters the boat and takes his whole family out. I wish more people could afford to do that because it was a real ball. We had as many gals on the boat as we did guys, and the gals definitely outfished the guys.
That was always cool.
But anyhow, the main reason why I called Pete is we have this trip, August 4th, 8-day trip, limited to 26 people. We just, about 2 weeks ago, we got 3 cancellations. We now still have 2 openings. And it's the Carnes Brothers trip.
Oh,
so if anybody out there is interested in a great 8-day trip with great people on the boat, this is the trip to go on. So if you're interested, just call our office. We're not there today, but we will be there 6 days a week. Give us a call, okay?
Hey, Frank, you ran into a pretty good stock of yellowfin tuna on your last trip. You failed to mention that, huh?
And that's exactly what we did. We ran into it. And, you know, in short order, we caught a little bit over 100 fish.
Nice.
And I didn't want to waste any more time because I had my mind set on some very good calico bass fishing that was a long travel to get to. And I believe it was Muerto on the Spirit went in there the next day and had full limits, and it's been very good ever since. And actually, it wasn't me that, you know, we found them in a different area, but the day before, the Red Rooster found some on the Uncle Sam Bank. So, anyhow, it's fish from 10 pounds up to 30 pounds. And a very mixed bag, but some Dorado starting to show up. Things are really starting to warm up and look good, and I think, you know, we're already seeing that fish moving north already. So, hopefully... locally, we're going to have some very good fish. And as you well know, the Dorado are starting to show up off Ensenada and things like that. So things are starting to happen, and it's looking good now, okay?
It's going to change rapidly. We heard from Scott Mizell this morning. He had a good trip on the Condor with biting bluefin yesterday. So that's encouraging news. Things are in, you know, it's the full moon was yesterday. Things are changing right now. Got that south swell happening. Got a push down from below. You watch. This next week's going to be the week.
No doubt. I know the Liberty experienced some good fishing yesterday. I think they ended their day with 7 bluefin, but I know when they called in, they remarked that although they had that, it definitely didn't show. There was a lot of that very typical bluefin fishing where it's light line and small hooks to get a bite, and with light line and small hooks, I know they experienced a lot of casualties as well. So, I mean, seven fish on a three-quarter day, still a plenty fine day, but with that was a lot of opportunity for guys as well. I think that the switch is definitely in the on position right now.
You know, I don't know if you noticed, Rick. I'm sure you have in the last couple of weeks. The Liberty's really had more bluefin than any other boat in the fleet, just fishing three-quarter day. It's pretty amazing, but there's that bunch of fish that's in pretty close to the beach, and they're doing he's scratching away. It's not great fishing by any means, and like you say, there are losses, but he's been doing awfully well, okay?
Oh, I know. I've noticed.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Frank, if somebody wants, again, to grab one of those two spots aboard the Royal Polaris, 8-day, primetime summer, give us the phone number again.
It's 619-226-8030, and they can also book on our website. And by the way, the Shogun new website was up about 5 days ago, so if you care to take a look, please do.
Yes, I know. Code Group and Michael Folks, his whole group, put that together. It's awesome.
You guys did so
good,
Frank.
One of the greatest websites ever produced.
Well, thank you very much, and it's all due to Michael and Doug. So thank you, you guys, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Frank.
Great to have you back on the boat, Frank. I'm going to mention that, too. Appreciate that.
I got to say, it felt wonderful. After 9 months, I can't hardly wait to go back out again. So take care. Bye-bye.
See you, Frank.
All right, Frank. Thanks a lot for that. Scott Sherman, good morning.
There's a Parker boat
guy. Good morning. Yeah, good morning, guys. I heard Kevin on the radio, so I had to call in and say hi and thank him again for setting me up with my dream boat.
Yeah, oh, you're welcome, Scott. Thanks for calling in.
You've been taking those grandkids fishing a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had him out a bunch. Boy, we had a real good day last week out on the Parker. Boy, we went to the islands and the kids caught bonita. We got yellowtail, barracuda, calico bass, went out and caught a small bluefin, put the yummy flyer out. We saw some big 200-pounders but couldn't get them to go. And then came back to the islands, caught a couple yellowtail, and called it a day. You couldn't ask for much better.
That is so cool, Scott. Nice job, man. That's awesome.
And Scott has one of those the Parkers that is that 2510, which is that walk around style, that express style.
Yeah.
So you don't you don't see a lot of them out here, but they are a really, really cool boat.
Yeah.
You sit up a little bit higher on the helm station. And the V-berth area is about 18 inches longer up forward.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it just makes such a nice boat. And I think they ride differently because that weight is a little bit further back.
Which is a big deal. Yeah.
So they're and it's a great alternative for the 25-foot sport cabin boat or the 25. You know, walk around style.
Yeah.
Super, super boats. And that's what Scott has.
What did you put for a bait tank on that thing, Scott?
Kevin set me up. It's a 62 gallon on that thing. It takes care of a couple of scoops of bait without any issues. And I have to agree with what you said earlier, Rick, the little tank in the stern back there in the corner. That is the perfect tank to throw in like 6 or 7 mackerel. So you have those things that they're ready to go anytime you see something. And you want to pop a big bait on it, it's right there ready to go. You don't have to sit there with your net and search through the bait tank trying to find those macs that are mixed in with the deans. It's just separate and right there and ready to go.
Yeah, and what did you put for power on that?
I got the twin 200 Yamahas, and I tell you, you were talking about the difference between single and twin and those kind of things. I do a lot of lobstering, and that little bit of extra maneuverability with the twins really goes a long way, too.
Oh, yeah. That's another great observation on that.
Yeah, and when you have bracket-mounted motors don't respond very well, especially in reverse, but when you have twins, you can do anything you want with it, right?
Yep, you can make that boat turn on a dime.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, and what I love about the walk-around, and when I decided to pull the trigger and get a boat, I looked at both of the 25 Parkers, and the walk around just seemed the wheel being back, I think, makes it a little smoother ride. And when you're sitting in the captain's chair and you turn around to look at the spread, you've got that whole wide open view back there without the walls and the door and those kind of things. So I think that makes a huge difference as well.
Yeah. And if you want to be enclosed, you put the isinglass up and you're good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've used it a couple of times now. I mean, I'm to the point now, the front isinglass, I don't even bother taking it off because it's just... Every once in a while, you get that spray coming in with that, you know, northwest wind coming at you, and it's not a very big opening, but you'd be amazed how much stuff can get wet inside unless you have the isinglass up. So I just leave the front isinglass up, and the back stays down in the cabin.
And with your twin 200 inline fours from Yamaha, what kind of fuel efficiency are you getting?
Well, the last time we looked at it, it was kind of hard to tell because there was so much time spent at idle lobstering. But right now I'm averaging with the running to the grounds and stuff, I'm averaging between 1.4 and 1.6.
That's really good.
That's awesome.
That's really good. That's about as good as you can get. That's a 25-foot heavy boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bait tanks, yeah, people. I know how much Scott. I know how much gear Sherman has because we've all seen that guy's launch ramp. That's a lot of. Yeah, that's a lot of stuff. That's awesome, Scott.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love the boat, and I tell you, working with Kevin and the guys at West Coast has just been phenomenal. Anything we've had to questions about or anything, Kevin's always Johnny on the spot, and he's right there.
I appreciate that, Scott.
I'll back that up also because Scott buying a boat from Kevin was the easiest deal we've ever dealt with. I mean, just crazy easy and super upfront with everything and photos and hey, you know, here's a picture of your boat coming off the line. Here's a, you know, the boat's on the truck. It'll be here this day. Here's a picture of that. Here's a picture of this we're going to do. Like, super easy. And I know that there's plenty of people who have bought boats, you know, on Craigslist or, hey, I can find a Parker in Texas and get it shipped out here. There is no replace. Or with that, too, you know, another thing that's popular is, like, exotic, you know, East Coast boats. There is no replacement for having really good local dealer support. Like, when something goes wrong, which it hardly ever does, but if and when things do, because they always do, it's boats, you can pick up the phone and call Kevin and have a guy to answer your question and got your back. If you, you know, if your closest dealer is, you know, 2,000 miles away, good luck getting a hatch fixed or a, you know, or a latch that you busted off, things like that. There's no replacement for good dealer support, and West Coast is as good as they come.
Indeed. Hey, Scott, appreciate the call this morning. Thanks a bunch.
All right, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more great information, and we're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from One Man Charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You know, getting gear ready for a local tuna trip for this week, I just, you know, I can't decide, but one thing I always grab, Talica 10.
Talica
and that Therese rod.
Yeah, Talica 10 right now is perfect because, as we just heard with the, you know, fishing on the Liberty, light line, small hooks to get a bite from a bluefin. But then when you screw up and realize that you just hooked a 40 or 50 pounder on that light line, you've got a small reel that's compact with huge drag and, most importantly, power.
Yeah, indeed. And you match that with a Therese rod. I like the medium heavy, 7 foot for that application. Perfect power, lightweight. People pick that up and they can't believe how lightweight, but super powerful that Talica 10 Therese combo is.
I'm a Therese 80H Talica 10, 65-pound Power Pro, and a little piece of fluorocarbon. Come get you some.
Yeah, there you go. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer. The Talica Therese combo can't be beat.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today sponsored in part by Scorpion Sport Fishing, featuring two of the best boats in the East Cape, a 35-foot Cabo Yachts, the El Regalo, and the 26-foot twin outboard center console Scorpion. They also offer beach fishing, and the professionals at Scorpion Sport Fishing are equipped and determined to make your fishing dreams come true. Check ScorpionSportFishing.com for the finest charters in the East Cape. Let's start off going north up to a spot that I absolutely love, and it's coming up right around the corner. Can't wait to go fishing at Whaler's Cove, and we got Captain John on the line. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning. I got a report. We have coho in the area.
Sweet. Yesterday, we
had some really nice coho, and we've also had a 17.5-pound coho a couple of days ago. Now, that is a monster fish anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, awesome,
oh, that's such awesome, awesome news. I mean, just it's amazing sights. And we posted on our Facebook post this week an amazing picture that Kristen showed me of the crab boat with the feeding humpback whales, which is just another while you're fishing, yeah, you get a whale show, right?
Well, that's been phenomenal. In fact, the other day I was anchored on the other side of the strait, and all of a sudden two orca whales came up within a couple hundred feet of the boat, so I dropped our hydrophone, and we got to listen to these orcas communicating. They were working on a school of pink salmon, and it was just so cool to sit there and listen with that hydrophone to how the orcas communicate and their song, and it was just really special.
Oh, that's
so rad. That is so cool.
Yeah, we've had some other really spectacular catches, including a 30-pound short raker rockfish. Now, this thing was bright orange. It kind of looks like a yellow eye, but it's not a yellow eye. But it was so big. You know, a 30-pound rockfish is gigantic, and it was so bright, it looked like it was a Photoshopped picture. And I think people can go to the Whaler's Cove Lodge Facebook page, and I believe it's up there. So check out Whaler's Cove Lodge Facebook page. There's a couple of them, so just go to both and take a look. But what a fish. I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime fish. We also had several large halibut. Last week, I think we had close to 10 or 11, over 100 pounds. We had a 200-pounder. Yesterday, a self-guider brought in a 123-pounder. So the season is really shaping up, and we're having a great time here.
Yeah. So are we still doing the two-for-one this year on the big halibut?
We are. And, boy, talk about competitive. The other day, we had several that normally would win, you know, a 63-inch, a 64-inch, a 70-inch, you know, a 59-inch. I mean, it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and nobody knew who won until it was announced. But just phenomenal on these big halibut.
So what happens is Whalers Cove Lodge puts up a 2-for-1. Buy one, get one free. That's like a $4,000 deal, right? So on a 4-day trip, at the end of our 4-day trip, the largest halibut released will be a 2-for-1. And on Ricky's 3-day trip, the largest halibut release will be a 2-for-1. Right, John?
That's right. So all you have to do is get that big one, let it go, if you're on a guided vessel. So if you're with a guide, we have to release fish, you know, between 44 and 80 inches. That's the law in Southeast Alaska. And the lodge just makes it fun by offering this 2-for-1 for those that have to release. So we get a lot of customers that go for that 2-for-1, and it's very competitive. It's very generous of the lodge to do that, but it's a lot of fun. And people get to get their hats even if they don't win. If you get a halibut over 100 pounds, you get a hat. If you get a halibut over 200 pounds, you get a 200-pound hat.
Oof.
So it's a lot of fun, and we have our awards at the end of the trip, the night before people go home. So you find out what others caught and what awards they got and how big these halibut were and some of the king salmon and the giant coho. And we've had some monster chum salmon as well as the largest pink salmon I've ever seen. I know people don't get excited about pinks, but I'm telling you, these things, some of them are 29, 30 inches, and they're the biggest I've ever seen. I don't know where they came from, what system, but, man, are they big.
That's so cool, John.
It's such a great place, WhalersCoveLodge.com. I think there might be a spot left on our 3-day with Rick this year. I'm not sure, but certainly it's not too early to book 2018 and other spots that may be available for 2017, whether it be on our trip or just going to Whalers Cove. How do we get a hold of you, Captain John, if we want to go fishing?
Well, you could call our reservation line at 1-800-423-3123. Again, that's 1-800-423-3123. Or you could go to WhalersCoveLodge.com. That's WhalersCoveLodge.com. And check out what's available, and then give that number a call, and you can get set up to come up here, or we're also booking for 2018 and 2019. It's a really popular place, and we have, you know, about 80% return rate. So you got to get in there early, and you got to get your spot.
Yes, indeed.
Can't
no
wait.
Doubt about it. Captain John from Whalers Cove, look forward to seeing you and talking to you next Sunday. Appreciate the report this morning.
All right. Thanks, John.
Right, bye-bye.
Hey, let's continue on with our catch report. We're going to head to the surf. Our surf fishing expert, the guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
I'm talking about halibut in inches, and he's talking about 100 pounds.
No 70-inchers in the surf?
Nevertheless,
70 inches are biting the Lucky Craft.
Wow, that's cool stuff. I wonder if you can get one off a beach there somewhere.
I bet you could.
Oh, yeah.
But you look into that rock cut.
I'll do some research for us, Gundy.
All right. Hey, like I said, the halibut fishing, terrific fishing. You know, the southern sector has been red hot, and now up north, really good fishing. Spot fin this week, Corbina were the big players. Lots of sand crabs, full moon on Friday, Grunion Run starts tomorrow night, so it's just all the things, warmer water. Let's start up at Santa Barbara, we'll smoke through this, good halibut action, East Beach, Goleta, the harbor spit there, also good calico bass fishing, that's another function of that grunion there, those calico bass get inside, big hammer swim baits, flash minnows, smelt grunion patterns, of course, Wiley's reported excellent halibut action, big fish this week, off the beach in Malibu there, 38 inches, real nice fish, cut anchovy, several legal fish to 30 inch, also checked into the shop. Just fishing in Redondo, their species, the Corbina there, Torrance, Manhattan Beach, tons of sand crabs on this full moon showing up on the beach. Good quality fish, 2 to 4 pounds. Big fish reported red hot fishing, halibut fishing along their stretch. One of the guys in the shop made grunion on the last run, froze them. Fished them off Shoreline Drive, 5 legal fish there. Cherry Beach, 72nd place, all kicking out fish. Lucky Craft, also working drop shot zoom flukes, also very good. Catch 'em Tackle reported good halibut action. They had a 35-inch fish. Red hot spot fin action for those guys, too. Two fish in the 5-pound class. Dana Point, one of the shop regulars, dumped a 25-pound halibut at the Doheny Jetty. The treble hook opened up, had the last bit of the treble hook in the tip of the halibut's mouth. Tough go there, but that happened. And then Pacific Coast reported excellent Corbina, Croaker, halibut action. And then to boot, a 9-pound, 29-inch orange mouth Corvina taken in the lagoon there. Just red hot fishing, lots of bait inside, grunion runs. It's as good as it gets.
Man.
So, 100 pounders, but boy, really good.
Yeah, that's a big orange mouth, that's for sure. Dude.
And then, I mean, Pete, we're seeing these on a regular basis, you know, really, really neat to see. I also had a few reports, too, of some short fin Corvina being caught. So real interesting, you know, like I said, that, you know, those estuaries and bays function well, get cleaned out by the rain, and we got a lot of action going on.
Yeah, the rain changes everything, and you just watch that halibut, that Corvina fishing, it's going to get nothing but better here for the years to come. Hey, Gundy, sure appreciate that great surf report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, great show. Always enjoy it.
All right,
see Gundy.
Thanks, Gundy.
All right, let's head on now to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
What's up, man? Busy morning for you guys. Huh?
Yeah.
Steady. Talking Parkers today.
Gotta love it. Well, hey, we had a great week up here as well. You know, it's definitely July up here. We're finally into the good, consistent water temps. We saw good rains this week, like 69 to 72 all week. Some days the water wasn't the best color, you know, but with that temperature staying kind of where it was at, things really got rolling for us. You know, with that being said, you can imagine how the local calico bass fishing was. It was really good this week. The bait that we had in our tanks was either straight anchovy or mixed with some sardine. You couldn't ask for a more perfect bait setup for this calico bass fishing. But again, this week the fly line bait was for sure the way to go. Some stops, you know, the fish only wanted the anchovy, and then in, you know, other stops, they were all about the sardine. We even had a couple times this week where the bigger sardines, even the small mackerel, you know, couldn't hit the water fast enough. So some real nice fish caught this week. You know, it's funny, we got this contingent of, like, little wharf rat kids that run around and fish in the docks and off the seawall and stuff. A couple of them found their way onto the boat this week, and they had their minds blown when they're tying on a fluoro hook and pinning a mackerel on their hook and then getting it out there and catching a, you know, 5-6 pound calico bass. It was pretty cool to watch and see that whole side of the fishery, too, for sure. Things are rolling for us, you know, a little mixed bag fishing, too, on our half-day trips there. Some barracuda finding their way into the mix, some sheephead, some little rockfish, even a couple of yellowtail into the counts as well this week. Fury, he's been over at both islands this week, Clemente and Catalina. He's had some good mixed fishing at both islands, and some yellowtail still continue to find their way into his counts, along with that good bonito fishing at Catalina. So we're rolling here. Fish are biting. A lot of fish, you know, guys, just want to remind everybody, too, that our fish counts, you know, you may only see, you know, 25 to 60 bass, you know, kept and released, but a lot of the fish we're catching are just under legal size, which is really good to see for the stock. You know, things are good, but even some of the legal fish are thrown back. I mean, a lot of legal fish, even those big ones I was talking about caught on those giant baits, all those fish went back for sure. So it's good to see good, healthy fishery and things are rolling here. So who knows, there's even a little sign of some tuna close, so you might see some of that sneak its way into our account here this next week as we get out and start looking at some of that stuff. So.
This is the week. This is it. This is the change week, man, right.
That's
here.
It.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
All right, Brian, well, if somebody wants to come fishing up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, how do we find you?
All right, call us at the office for sure, reservations, 949-496-5794. Check us out on the web, danawharf.com, on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff, and take advantage of that Let's Talk Pickup discount, like I mentioned every week, 25% on a local trip. Click on the banner ad on the Let's Talk Pickup website, and we'll give you a discount code, and you can get it rolling from there.
Great deal and great fishing at Dana Wharf. Appreciate a great report. Brian, we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report, which, again, sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the gear that you need to catch fish at the beach. That's SurfFishTackle.com, and use the code Corbina, and you're going to get free shipping on your order, and he does such a great job. Bill puts a great website together, great shot, SurfFishTackle.com. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.